So I got Rob is supposed to think we'll feel better because other people are baking also. Is that it? We're sharing in the misery?
Well, you know, it produces a great smell.
Yeah.
When everyone bakes.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, just like fresh from the oven.
Yeah, there you go. So, I mean, this morning, it is an embarrassment of riches to begin the show.
Really?
I don't know where to start.
It's just step off the board,
yeah,
man.
Just jump right in.
Yeah.
A man tried to rob a Lowe's home improvement warehouse store in Kissimmee,
Florida,
mm-hmm. holding a pair of scissors to the clerk's throat. But the clerk, aided by customers, not only overpowered the robber, they were able to chase him from the store. So there he goes running. He goes across the street and hops over a brick wall, thinking he's gotten away.
Until...
Wasn't much help because he found out that he was, well, actually, he was now in the midst of a clothing optional resort.
Oh, my. Oh, and he will stand out.
And he was violating the rules.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Michael J. Hodges, Jr., allegedly pulled a knife when surrounded by responding sheriff's deputies, was arrested at gunpoint. I mean, dang nabbit of all the luck.
I was going to say, he literally brought a knife to a gunfight at that point.
That's right.
But, I mean,
yeah.
Who'd have thought? Who'd have thought? And then there's the story of...
Was he frisked?
There's the story of Dave Kendall. And Dave drives a van. Yeah.
He was frisked very slowly by one of the resident old men.
No, frisk me back. No, quit it.
See if you got a gun right here.
Dave,
how about here?
Quit it. Dave Kendall.
That was Chase, not me.
Yeah. Dave Kendall drives a van for the Church of Christ Within. That's what it's called, the Church of Christ Within. Stockton, California. His job is to give rides to people who can't afford regular transportation.
Stockton, California, that's about to file for bankruptcy?
Yeah, that one. Yeah, and again, it's Stockton, California, even if they weren't going to file for bankruptcy. Two men ask for a ride to the county jail so that they could visit an inmate there. Well, Kendall let them in. He said, that's fine, but you'll have to wait until I give this other person a ride to their destination. Well, those two didn't like that idea very much, so they punched Dave a few times in the head and grabbed his keys and drove off. Police went to the jail.
Yeah.
Where they said they were going.
Oh, and found them there, huh?
There they were.
All right.
Men of their words, so to speak.
There you go.
Yeah, that's all we wanted it for.
Yeah.
We got a lot of info.
Mason.
But again, smart on so many counts, and they live in Stockton, California.
Uh-huh. That's our first problem.
That's true. It'd be our version of Orange, Texas, probably.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I'm saying.
Sorry, RC.
Yeah.
Whether at work or play, your trucks and equipment take a beating every day. Make them last with Rhino Lining Protective Coatings. If you're investing in a new truck or just looking to add life to your existing truck, trailer, RV, and equipment, Rhino Linings is a proven solution. The new Rhino Extreme Coating offers superior resistance against chemical, rust, and corrosion, as well as durable impact resistance to withstand those heavy loads. If you want an industrial-strength truck bed liner, go extreme. Get yours today at Texas Custom Outfitters on Highway 6 in Navasota. Call for more info, 936-870-3009.
Whether you want to live in town or live in the country, or whether you just want to have a piece of land to call your own, Brenham National Bank has been working with our friends and neighbors to make their dreams come true. Right from the time you discover that special place till you move into the home you dreamed about, Brenham National Bank can help you make those dreams come true. Give us a call and ask for Susie. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. We make banking fun.
Hey, there you go. 618, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's June the 28th. It is. Happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today.
Today is National Handshake Day.
Oh, okay.
Not World Handshake Day. That was last week.
Yeah.
And we were, well, I didn't let you guys know about that, but anyway.
So does that mean you have to shake hands rather than... fist bump or elbow bump or chest bump, whatever they bump.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's probably a national handshaking society that's trying to...
I prefer a nice, long, awkward hug.
Yes, with three backslaps.
No, without the backslap.
Without
see,
the backslap,
then it becomes awkward.
Then it's awkward.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
As Jim Gaffigan says, you know, just wrap your arms around and say, this feels right.
sweet. Hot pockets.
Okay. All right. All right. Birthdays. Mel Brooks is 86 years old, the comedian, the director. You just can't go listing everything he's done. Blazing Saddles, the producers, all of that kind of stuff.
I don't understand why they show Blazing Saddles on cable television, because they censor the very thing that Mel Gibson was lampooning.
Yeah, they really do.
That's right.
Yeah. Mel Brooks, not Mel Gibson.
Mel Brooks.
But
do
it again. That was an interesting Freudian slip there.
It really was.
John Cusack, the actor, he's been in a lot of things. He's got a sister named Joan who's an actress also. He's 46 years old. Actress Kathy Bates is 64 years old today.
She did a show called Harry's Law that we enjoyed for a couple of years.
Yeah, but it's canceled now, I believe,
but
isn't it?
Yeah, but did comedy as well as... And she and James Caan get along well.
Uh-huh.
Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Tied him to the bed.
Yeah. There you go. Actor Bruce Davidson turns 66 years old today. And actress Mary Stuart Masterson turns 46 years old. Gil Bellows was on Ally McBeal. He's 45 years old. Country singer and former American Idol contestant Kelly Pickler turns 26 years old today. And Jessica Hecht, not Ann Hecht, I guess maybe this is her sister, is 47 years old today. She's an actress also. John Elway's birthday is today, the Broncos former quarterback and now an executive with the Broncos.
Who, you know, actually they thought was going to play professional baseball.
Yeah.
And he
changed
his mind there. At the
end. There you go.
Seemed to work out pretty well.
Yeah. He's 52. And that's all I got.
That's all we got.